Big news in the your world. Of course, this week it was discussed that in January, coming up very quickly, they will be voting on Bill C-290 that will seek to make it legal single sport event gambling in Canada. So no more parlays for anybody else. So if you just want to bet on one game, you can go there, like which is what they have in Vegas.
Which is what they have in Vegas.
And you could get that in Canada. Obviously, the casinos would have it, and I'm assuming Sports Select, because if the government votes on this, they're obviously going to change it. They would have to make it competitive. And I guess for those people who like just one game, this would be a huge thing.
Which is most people. Most people go to Vegas, they want to bet a game. They don't want to have to bet three, especially at a 30%, you know, reduction in Vigorish or Juice. Yeah, no, this is a great thing for Canada. It's a $15 billion pie, they say. Of people who bet, you know, on the side and via
that's a lot of tax money is what you're saying.
That's a lot of tax money. Obviously, can be used beneficially toward the, you know, the Canadian economy.
And I think the other thing, look at the NFL, what they're doing with all the fantasy websites, everything like that, with league apparel. I think this would be just the first step of Canada following suit.
Absolutely. Did you know, just speaking of the NFL, they've, you know, as we've talked about in other editions of Weekend Wagers, that, you know, they've allied with the various daily sports fantasy pools, the daily fantasy sports, including FanDuel and DraftKings. But it's also just an interesting little point that the NFL actually allows bets when they play in London, because obviously in the UK it's very legal to go to the corner betting tout and just make a wager. And the NFL, despite all whatever, at the end of the day, they allow it in London without any question or hesitation.
The part that did make me chuckle about all this was, you know, the Canadian Soccer Association wants legalized sport betting, and FIFA argues it'll help authorities to more easily catch match fixing. I'm like, really, FIFA? You mean like what's been going on in soccer in Europe? Because that's never happened recently.
Yeah, the bribery scandals and the rest of it. Well, you know what? They want to make a good name. I guess in the end, if you're just trying to do the right thing here, let's just do the right thing. But really, FIFA actually does endorse it. And yes, when you do see, we've talked about this for months now, when all the information is available to you, you can absolutely check on things like match fixing. I mean, why are million-dollar bets coming in at, whatever the limits are, but why is all this money being bet in the last minute on, you know, game X that no one cares about? These are the examples that you know, that come to mind all the time.
Let's talk about this week, of course. So you can go to weekendwagers.com, sign up for the free newsletter, goes out every day. That might become even more important for you in the new year if that one game becomes legalized. The game that you like the most this week in the NFL, the 49ers and the Chargers. And it's more so because it's like a MASH unit in San Francisco right now.
It's terrible right now. 26 injuries.
26?
Injuries to the 49ers. I think they're putting the janitor on the field this coming up right away. And that includes Frank Gore, who's, you know, who's hobbling and he's questionable. He's probably going to play. But nevertheless, when, you know, everybody knows the running back, if you're not 100%, you know, things, it's going to be difficult. But the one trend in this game that we love, I'll tell you, you know, we got six games going this week on in our newsletter. And, you know, in our premium newsletter, and we're going to discuss more of these, especially in our daily newsletter. But the one that we're talking about today, just like we did the Giants last week, which did really well, is that the teams that just came off playing the Seahawks are 32-42-1 straight up, and 23-48-4 in their next game against the spread. The Seahawks are brutal to other teams. This is something that, you know, we found in the back, but it's very relevant, both physically and obviously psychologically. And the team that plays at home, they are 19-26 straight up after playing the Seahawks. So, and then this is a one-point favorite right now, which on its own, if you were to look at even beginning of the season or the first third of the season, being a one-point favorite as San Francisco at home against the Chargers, something, red flags would go up. Obviously, we've watched how bad San Francisco has played recently to take away, you know, there's only 3 weeks ago they were talking about going to the playoffs, and all of a sudden, you know, two losses against the Seahawks does that to you. But it's obviously hurt them. Kaepernick isn't playing to par. It's 49ers are going to be hurt and flat emotionally in all likelihood, and, you know, we're right now, San Diego, you know, you gotta look at motivation. San Diego right now still has just under a 16% chance left for the playoffs. If they're gonna put it all on the line, it's gonna be in this game with 2 weeks left.
What about the Packers?
Oh, the Packers are interesting. They get this one. We pull this one out. Mike McCarthy and the Packers are 14-3 straight up and 16-1 against the spread after a non-conference road game. And I mean, I know it sounds kind of weird, but really, they're preparing differently against divisional rivals, conference rivals, and then non-conference rivals. Obviously, something happened last week in Buffalo that they didn't win. And really, if you even go this further, perfect 8-0 against the spread if they lost last week. So they're 8-0 coming back. However, in this case, they're playing Tampa, and they're laying 11 points, up all the way to 13 in many places. So, you know, caution, it's a lot of points, but it appears that Mike McCarthy gets his team ready in this type of a situation, and is two touchdowns unfathomable? No.
16-1 against the spread, that's pretty good. That's very good. Now, we're entering bowl season. Gets going on the 22nd on Monday at Memphis and BYU.
Starts tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow, but on the weekdays. Now, there's so many bowl games. Yeah. I don't even want to mention them all. Are there certain do the lower-end bowl, do they give you better odds than the Rose Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl and that?
It's not better odds. It's just, you know, less people watch it. But it's a bowl game, so ultimately in you know, the American version of a playoff system, it's all highlighted, and people are going to bet on it, and everybody's going to know all the information. No, now we're just more or less going on. There's a lot of information out there, you know, in what favor, what situations. So right now we have, you know, for example, there's a game coming up. It's actually when a favorite with big win statistics, so averaging winning by 4 points or more, playing what supposedly to the odds makers are a tight game, which is the spread then is less than 4 points, it produces an under at a 67% under clip. 56 and 28, that's a lot of numbers, that's a lot of history to go on. So if a team that's essentially looks very good, but when they go into their bowl game looks only okay, that defense tends to come out and seems to be a dominating statistic. And then if you look at what we call a subset, we even filter it further based on certain factors. We actually look at what's active on, we have a list of games right now. It's about 10 of them. And, you know, we're actually going to give this away in our newsletter for nothing. You just got to sign up, and we're going to give these 10 games away for this total system. But the first one that we'll tell you even right now is in the Miami Beach Bowl coming Monday. Right now, Memphis and BYU is listed at 57.5, but it's dropped to 55.5 in many places so far. So 2-point drop. The system is ripe, and you know this is a perfect example of, you know, using the systems as we did last week with the third down system with the Giants. You know, there are some systems that sometimes people make that are just way too complicated, but this is a pretty good system. A team that wins by a bunch, plays a tougher competition, and the game in theory is supposed to be very close, and both teams play defensive. It makes at least reasonable sense to me, especially when you look at a long-term history of, you know, 10 years or more. And in this case, it's Memphis and BYU, and all the numbers check in. Our raw numbers, you're getting a great number on Sports Select. So, you know, this is one of those examples that would favor that system.
Lance Bonetown Fisher from WeekendWagers.com joins us. Weekend Wagers with the plural. .com. You go there, you sign up for their free daily newsletter. Your momentum pick of the day, hey, Oiler fan, Dallas, Calgary. Calgary's lost 6 in a row. They're favored 1.9 over Dallas. So are you picking Calgary or are you picking Dallas?
Well, in this case, we like the raw numbers are checking in. They're checking in for Calgary. In this case, we like actually the Sports Select pick at 1.9. They're offered all the way up to now. There's a lot of momentum on Calgary right now. It started about minus 125 all the way to minus 150. There's a lot of people betting on Calgary despite their slump. This, you know, today it seems to be an opportune day. A lot of things are checking in. Unfortunately, you know, again, there's a lot of value there. again, you got to win in regulation if you make a sports select bet, but the value seems to be there. And at the end of the day, you got to make decisions based on what our raw numbers say, what the value says. And then again, the Oilers had value yesterday, and you know they only had three leads that we bet them on in our momentum pick. We just for the record, Jason, we are 12-3 in our momentum pick. Last week we lost on the Oilers. Yesterday we lost on the Oilers, sadly. But we're still up, you know, almost 7 units. This is on my free daily newsletter. I offer a pick every day. And I use our run numbers. I use all our statistics and just try to come up with one play of the day, whether it's Sports Select, whether it's online if you're betting on sports books. I try to make that one play. And so far it's been going well. Two of those losses have been the Oilers.
Yeah.
You can't ever tell me. Yeah. Please never tell me I cherry pick favorites, okay? There's some legitimate shot taking here. And, yesterday
was a prime
example.
Well, the Oilers had three leads last night.
The Oilers had three leads. Yeah. Last week, they were down 3-0. And I called them on that one. They were down 3-0 and, you know, ended up losing late, losing because they couldn't get the late bounce.
No, Oiler fans have watched it all year long. But
that's why they get odds. Yesterday they were 4.0 to win.
Eventually got to win some games.
It's finding that. And when they do win,
yeah,
they're going to pay well.
Although if you bet on them to lose majority, you'd be way up this year.
Except now you have to pay a premium. When you lose,
yeah, now they're so bad you have to pay a premium. Yeah. Yeah.
So you got it's better, particularly with the moral losses right now with the Oilers. It's, you know, the one goal losses. If the Nuge gets a bounce yesterday, that game goes into a tie. And for the sake of calculation and tracking, we put $2 on a win and $2 on a tie. So that's how close it was. On a tie, we were paying $13, you know, $6.50 at every dollar you bet on a tie. And how close was it to a tie, or how close is it with the Oilers to win, other than, you know, whatever you want to call it.
One final one. The NFL, we're into the final few weeks of the season, the playoff game, the games that matter. And then you've got, like, last night you had Jacksonville. Did those games become...
What a barn burner that was.
Jacksonville at home, of course you had to pick them. But, no, in all seriousness...
We had the under right until the end, and that worked.
In the nothing games, are they better odds, or because very few people are interested in them, does it become... like not worth
better situation, just like last week when we saw the Giants, a throwaway game that no one cared about. Last week we found a nice third down system that showed the Giants outperform the Redskins on third down, and clearly in the game, despite being down in the second half, they performed on third down. I mean, go figure how these statistics actually come to life sometimes. Third down, the Giants kept pushing their drives, kept getting in the zone, and eventually they ended up winning comfortably, which, believe me, for three quarters of that game, it wasn't a comfortable experience. You know, they were down, they were barely winning, and then they end up winning. But that's all because their third down efficiency was there, and they were stopping the other team. They were stopping the Redskins on third down. So, yeah, their situations do come up. Yesterday was kind of a primetime game, but it's one of those it's difficult to judge those type of games. Jacksonville and Tennessee, two bottom dwellers. Yeah, like,
terrible game.
No matter what you pick is right, no matter what you pick is wrong. You try to find better situations, particularly when they're not on primetime. Primetime tends to skew numbers a little more because everybody wants to bet on it. Even though nobody wanted to bet on that game last night because nobody wanted to watch it, at the end, you know, wagers were made and money had to go somewhere.
Lance Motown Fisher, weekendwagers.com. Merry Christmas to all of you guys. We are off next week. We'll talk to you in 2015.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.